Yeah. But other than that was it, huh? Just quoits and.
Well, if they were horseshoes, they were horseshoes.
Well, what about games with tin cans or with pucks or balls or things like that?
There wasn't much of that. I was aware of street hockey because that same girl who was a tomboy who grew up to remain a tomboy, speaking euphemistically, had a hockey stick. Mm-hmm. And so I was aware of both ice hockey, because hers was a ice hockey stick.
Mm-hmm.
And she used it to practice playing street hockey with roller skates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Street hockey was normally played with roller skates. And you would play these games on the street, like out here on Montesano Avenue. You couldn't play on Montesano, could you?
No, we used to play on Hillcrest.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, well, what about...
We're supposed to, it's against the law, and there were all sorts of stories about how you could see cops come along, and then they would drag off your skates, and they'd be rattling along, skating along behind the backs, behind the cop's motorcycle. You would tie them all together and drag all your roller skates off. Some sparks flying.
What about tin can type games?
We really didn't have many of
those. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, you mentioned a minute.
It sounds like more like our city games, and that we just really didn't.
You think there would be more
stickball? I'm not sure. But I don't remember the rules really, anything about it.
Yeah. You think those sorts of games might be more common down the hill than they would be up here?
I really don't know, because I wasn't, aware of them.
Yeah.
Well, but I have become aware of them now, of course, because of so much more attention being turned towards the inner cities and the games that our people, our boys and girls of the inner cities play.
Yeah, right. Well, you mentioned sometimes when you played games like British Bulldog and so on, they'd sometimes get a little bit rough.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have games that were deliberately designed to be rough, that really kids started really getting brutal toward each other and so on?
These games, both British Bulldog and Capture the Flag, were really rough games. I mean, that they were designed to be rough, and the person who was the roughest was always the first chosen. But it's a remarkable group of boys, and because none of them seem to have any sadistic influences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing is strange that, well, I guess it was because I was always so very small and light. Mm-hmm. I was one hell of a scrapple, but I was never sadistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember that I was the smallest boy in Troop 50, but I was also the toughest. I mean, I'm not, maybe that's just a statement of fact.
Yeah.
I was always the first one chosen. If I wasn't made captain, I was always the first one chosen.
Uh-huh.
And part of, it's a whole thing about overcompensating because you're short, things like that.
Yeah.
And I never was sadistic, and I would kind of, in some way, be a model for some of the younger people in the troop.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I think I'm probably the only person who was elected to the Order of the Arrow while still a tenderfoot scout.
Really?
Yes.
That's quite an honor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That I was about to be, promoted, but I was still a tenderfoot when I actually was elected.
That's quite an honor. Well, but the games never really got too terribly rough.
People got hurt, of course. There was some bloodied noses and black eyes, and I got my braces jawed loose a couple of times, but I think only one really bad time, and that was playing football. And I was told that I shouldn't play football anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I never listened.